fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 18th of February. The proper tip of the day: make sure you have a backup source of heat. Many of you have found in the last 6 or 7 days you need it and didn't have it. Winter's not over. It'd be a good idea to do that. We have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Dr. Horowitz is a busy guy with a lot of websites, even more than the 4 I'm about to give you, but here's 4 of them. Here they are: judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and last but not least, medicalveritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Great to join you again.
Sir, before the show started, I was letting you know something I just found out earlier this week, that the World Health Organization changed the definition of what is a pandemic in 2009. Before that, they had to have the pandemic had to have 2 things: an illness in many countries, number one. Number two, a death rate higher than a normal flu season, number two. Well, they took away number two in 2009. So now they can basically call any illness that's in many countries a pandemic. I had a caller Monday who said, well, John, it's just a matter of semantics. No, it's not a matter of semantics, because you have to have a declared pandemic before you can have a declared emergency. And you can have closing of schools, lockdowns, forcing people to wear masks, doing all kinds of crazy stuff, unless you have an emergency. So one flows into the next, doesn't it, Doctor?
Well, it does, but what I like to do is look at the context, and the context is organized crime. And I'll give you another example. See, they're always changing, you know, the names and the nomenclature and what the definitions are and even what the words are. Here's a great example. You know, instead of calling viruses mutations and mutants, now they've got a whole assortment of names. So it's a diversion. So, for example, you have the viral variants. You have reassortments. You have recombinants. Instead of basically just addressing the fact that you've got these viruses that are mutating. And so it's all done as a ploy. And to some extent, it is a semantical issue of how the language is abused to manipulate the population and control and engineer society. So it's all about diversion and deception and creating the illusion of fear that these things are also happening naturally and this is God's wrath upon people. Well, the fact of the matter is it's demonic. It's literally evil. And what they're doing is creating all of this. I was, as I mentioned earlier before the show started, I started to review again what I had written in Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola back in 1996 about the World Health Organization. And from the get-go, I had to come to the conclusion that this is a racketeering enterprise entity. It's an agency that was established to do exactly what we're witnessing it doing, confusing, manipulating health sciences, healthcare, global, the establishment of the Rockefeller imposed. And of course, when you talk about Rockefeller, you've got to go back to the Bank of Banksters in England, the Rothschild cartel. You've got to go back to the royal family of England, the House of Windsor. You've got to go back to even the people that created America, literally the Boston Brahmin. You've got to go back and see who built the railroads across the United States for Manifest Destiny. You've got to go back and see the evolution of what the purpose was to create this Manifest Destiny, to express virtually white supremacy. But I'm not an advocate of Antifa, and I'm grossly opposed to Black Lives Matter because it's a total scam. It's part of the divide to conquer. But you do have this element of satanic impositions and supremacy. Entitlement. They believe that they are entitled. Now, that's part of the psychopathology that directs all of this hypocrisy, criminal psychopathology, and criminality. That's what we're dealing with. And so when you're talking about them shifting everything, I'm constantly witnessing them shifting everything in health science and medicine. And they do that to confuse and basically engage the manipulation, the impositions that they have already planned. That's what the World Health Organization is. That's what it has been doing. The world surveillance, the viral surveillance and disease surveillance outposts internationally now. ITRAC started already developing back in the, let's say, late 80s, early 90s, the whole concept of how disease was going to be used to manipulate the population and control populations, reduce populations. It was already established.
Your last statement was the most important one, reduce populations. That's the ultimate goal, isn't it, sir?
Yes, indeed it is, but most profitably, too.
And well, of course, make money along the way.
Make money, and insidiously, so that you don't really realize this is a controlled scheme. You don't realize that there are agents and agencies. Now, here's a breaking news. I just had 2 days ago my first meeting with the lawyers from Pfizer and Moderna.
Uh-huh.
And it goes into this topic that we're discussing right now. I actually told them, and I wish I had a video of it. Next time I do a Zoom conference with them, I'm planning to record it. Because I said to them, listen, I'm doing this for you too, and your children and your children's children. And the issue is discovery. They want to suppress discovery. They, of course, they're going to file. This is one of the first kind of like actions in the case that I brought. It's Horowitz versus Pfizer and et al. Pfizer, Moderna, Henry Schein, the distributor, and the Hearst Corporation, the advertiser. And those are the defendants. And I said to these guys, I said, you know, I'm doing this for you, too. I'm sure I blew their minds by saying that. So the bottom line was now they're coming in and they're saying, well, we're planning to, have a motion, file a motion to dismiss. Well, hello, what else is new? That's exactly what's done.
Well, that's standard procedure.
Exactly. So I said to them, I said, well, you know what? But I want to have the discovery prior to that. Well, that's where they were not happy at all. And so the bottom line is that the issue of discovery that's quintessential to my case is that the genetic engineering and the genetic safety testing was never done on any of this. Well, hello, you're advancing a genetic therapy, a brand new imposition on the DNA, the human genome, by the injection. using a coated, a hydrogel coated resin virtually that then can inject not simply the messenger RNA and the spike protein that enables the attachment of the viruses to the human cells, which, again, in my position, looking at all the information, I'm saying if you're having mutations, you know, the what Fauci calls reassortments, like going back to what I just said, they change the names constantly. If you're having that problem, risking civilization and our health and safety, and particularly the health and safety of those vaccinated, then you would most certainly, most reasonably conduct safety testing on whether or not the injection of the foreign genetic material, mRNA, which corrupts the RNA within the human cells, just like the AIDS virus does. Now, get this, the same enzyme is being used, that the AIDS virus has a what's called reverse transcriptase enzyme. And I go back why I started to read Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola again, 1996 and 98 versions, is because I had already gone through the scientific literature review. I had already determined that the reverse transcriptase enzyme was novel. They had just discovered this. Tiemann in Baltimore, the researchers from Stanford, had already now started to advance this understanding of how the viruses induce cancers. And it was very, what is called retroviruses, reverse viruses. Well, you know, you've got God that creates DNA that protects humanity with the Holy Spirit, and it sends that Holy Spirit power of love virtually through the DNA, and then the DNA sings it out to the rest of the body. It's called cellular upregulation in health science. You're actually being remanifested every nano instant by what I'm talking about. Now, these guys in their labs, they say, oh, well, let's corrupt that. How are we going to do that? Well, let's discover an enzyme or create an enzyme called reverse transcriptase or isolate reverse transcriptase in cancer tumor cells from victims and or deceased. And now we're going to take that reverse transcriptase enzyme, and which calls for life to operate in reverse. Now, they're satanic. That's satanic. Now, you're in a lab and you're justifying it by saying, oh, we're going to treat cancer with this. Well, hello, how many years now have gone by without a cure for cancer? And hello, you're going to treat AIDS? President Trump declares in the next 10 years we're going to have now, or very soon we're going to have a cure for AIDS. What's the cure? It's this stuff. It's reverse transcriptase enzyme calling for life to operate in reverse. Now, when you study the pathogenic process, what they call the immunization process, this is how you flip it. You flip the main administration of how viruses induce illnesses such as cancer. You take that technology, biotechnology now, and you flip it and you say, oh, this is going to save humanity. What outrageous psychopathology, what hypocrisy. And so that this is what reverse transcriptase enzyme does. It causes the integration of the messenger RNA into the human RNA mechanism that then corrupts the DNA, so that instead of now the DNA producing normal life, normal cells like God had intended, it starts to produce what these menaces to humanity want to produce, which in this particular case with COVID, they're now imposing upon human DNA the output of more spike proteins. I mean, are you kidding me? It is the spike proteins that have the four AIDS-laced genes in it. It is the spike proteins that stick up from the virus that allows the attachment of the viruses to the human cells. And these absolute diversionary menaces are claiming, well, we don't know where these mutations and recombinations are happening, but we see that they're increasing pathogenicity and transmissibility. Well, hello, you goddamn fools. You idiots. Wake the hell up. Don't you see what you've been? Now, I've been saying this for 25 years because I studied the science. I literally dug up what has been concealed. And that's what the fraudulent concealment for gross reckless, it's beyond gross reckless negligence. Gross reckless negligence doesn't have intention. This, as you mentioned, has the intention for depopulation. They're killing us.
That's the goal. That's the goal. Doctor, let's take a call here. We got Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Horowitz. The reason why I'm calling in, Project Veritas has a video of Mark Zuckerberg in an internal meeting saying that we have to be cautious because we don't know what it does to the DNA and the RNA. But then he proceeds to go into an interview with Fauci, and he goes ahead and says, oh, yeah, no, it doesn't do that. If you put any bad in there, bad stuff in there, it just clears it out. I sent you the video, John. People All need right. to be aware that they fully know what's going on. And we're being lied to on a mass scale. Talk about fake news. I mean, he just went ahead and went against his own protocol. It's a Facebook insider or someone who has leaked this out. The other thing is people are supposed to have informed consent with so-called immunizations, vaccines, whatever. People are being denied this as well. You know, they're doing stuff without question. And sad to say, some people that I've tried to warn have gone out and gotten it anyhow. Because they're so convinced that everything is conspiracy theory because of the mainstream media. These people are traitors of this country. And they should be prosecuted as far as treason and crimes against humanity. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, thank you, Elizabeth. Any follow-up there to Elizabeth's comments, Doctor?
Yeah, thank you, Elizabeth. Right on. And that what you've raised, and especially the issue of informed consent, is central to my lawsuit against Pfizer and Moderna companies and Hearst, because Hearst is allied, they're partnered, they're advertising, you know, the vaccines, and I hate to even call them vaccines because they're really not. That's another kind of deception, John, as you mentioned, you know, right. The changing of the terminology. You know, it's not a vaccine. It's literally a drug, and they call it genetic therapy, but they want to now pull the wool over everybody's eyes. They call it a vaccination. Hogwash. Anyway, Elizabeth, you brought up a number of points that are very consistent with the most obvious, most reasonable concerns that any informed, any responsible individual would have. And that's part of what my lawsuit is about. For the people who want to read my lawsuit, you can go on to Medical Veritas. MedicalVeritas.org has a press release up on the lawsuit. And within the next couple of days, if you're a newsletter subscriber to healthyworldnews.com, then you will receive our latest newsletter. What I did yesterday, I spent the day writing a scientific paper for submission to the British Medical Journal. And the reason I'm doing that is because the very honorable editor of British Medical Journal has published a very, very good analysis and critique of the Pfizer and Moderna FDA submissions and the FDA's report, which he finds substantial problems with and comes to the conclusion that it's bogus. And that's what we've been saying. But he does an analysis on the efficacy, strictly the efficacy. And he's saying it's not 90%. It's not even 50%. Based on what his review of the methodology in the protocols, he basically is now publishing two documents in British Medical Journal that says that at best it's probably 19 to maybe 25, 26% effective. Now, that doesn't address anything that Elizabeth raised or I raised about the genetic safety. The whole safety analysis.
Hold that thought, Doctor. Hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Thursday, the 18th of February. And we are back. We are back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Nice $50 discount when you get your EMP Shield devices at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Here's his website. There's four of them. There's more, but this will get you started. Here we go. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and then we have MedicalVeritas.org. Let's continue, Doctor.
Right. Thank you, John. Yeah, so it's Dr. Doshi, who's the editor-in-chief of the British Medical Journal, who has come out with a very excellent analysis, and his efficacy, his vaccine efficacy calculation is only 19 to 29% effective. Now, wait a second. A placebo is approximately 30 to 33% effective. So the efficacy rate is abysmal. And then that doesn't address what I'm addressing. I'm addressing the genetic risks to civilization. And so that is what the principal issue is, in my opinion, in regarding consumer health safety and our well-being. And I think that for people who want to have something really good, check out the newsletter. I God willing, I'll have it finished, the scientific paper finished. I'm going to submit it to, you know, I don't expect to have them publish it, but I would be, I'd certainly be disappointed if they didn't. And if they don't, it's their loss, because I'm certain to get it published elsewhere in a peer-reviewed journal, because it's so compelling. But it goes to the heart also of the litigation, because the censorship, when they try to deny your discovery post motion to dismiss, in essence, what they're doing is concealing the evidence. It's virtually evidence tampering. It's a an accepted manner to keep everybody hoodwinked, and the information, the true intelligence for what Elizabeth was talking about, this requirement of informed consent. People don't have any clue. With all the advertising that these vaccines are safe, they have no clue whatsoever that the genetic safety testing was never done. And moreover, they have no understanding that the technology itself is obviously risky beyond what we've ever seen on this planet. So at any rate, that's the update right now on the litigation and the safety testing matters.
All right. If you got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. There's a, I just saw an article here. There's a painkiller called paracetamol. I can't really say that too well. It's a painkiller. If you should not take the COVID vaccine if you're taking this particular painkiller. That may apply to many different painkillers, couldn't it?
Yes, exactly. And thanks for bringing that up, John, because that's vitally important to the bigger picture. The biggest picture of all, when you try to integrate, and you can integrate, the most advanced medical science and actual spirituality, holy spirituality, Jesus's love for humanity, and the blessings of the Holy Spirit power to produce miraculous healing. It goes to directly this issue of pain, pain reduction. Because if you look at pain in the neurology of pain, it's always acidification, acidification. It's body chemistry acidified is what is associated with pain. Now, a real easy way to remember that is just think about what a Charlie horse is. When you're watching a football player, a basketball player, you know, on the court who's like reeling in pain, and the sports physiologist comes on to the field and starts to massage away the pain, what they're doing with the massage is they're moving the lymphatic fluid so that it becomes less acidified, it becomes more alkalized. Now, when you start to think about alkalinization and how it relaxes the muscles and makes the pain go away, you have to likewise see that all of the drugs, all of the pharmaceuticals, almost all of them, are acidifiers. They actually are acidification. And when you start to think about that, you realize, well, what is acid? You know, it's designated in chemistry as H+. Hydrogen is missing its electron. Hello, electron of energy. Hello, electron of holy spirituality. Because all energy universally is mediated via electrons that spin and spiral in certain frequencies. So when you are weak, depressed, you have no energy, you have pain, discomfort, that is associated with the elimination, the depletion of electron energy.
Hold that thought, doctor. We got our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island, or a large part of it, was subjugated and starving, then our empire, beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 18th of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. Don't forget, our friend Sam Andrews, my Monday guest, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, he has a massive legal battle with a multimillionaire trying to shut down Freedom Center. What a tragic loss that would be for the Patriot community. Right there at my website, you can find a link to make a PayPal donation to the legal defense. At the bottom of hour three, we'll be talking about the energy cleaner for our 24 minutes. Just check that out, and you'll be very glad you did. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. We got four websites. This is the last time I'll give out all four. Just listen carefully. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Let's continue, Doctor.
Well, thanks, John. Yeah, you know, you mentioned the energy cleaner. That's exactly what we're talking about in the context of pain reduction. When you start to clear the energy and the energy is being blocked in pain, when you have acidified the environment, the body chemistry around the painful muscle or joint or inflammatory condition. It's all acidified. So actually the remedy that is virtually, it's all antioxidant remedies, you know, so that goes like to COVID also, where you see vitamin C, which is an antioxidant, powerful, antiviral and antioxidant. What you're actually doing is you're adding with the antioxidants electron energy. And it is that electron energy, and of course that's the frequency of which I have been claiming is love, is pure tone love, 528 hertz and 528 nanometers of light. So you've got the 528 electromagnetic color and sound acoustic spectrums that are playing a major role in healing, in pain reduction and elimination. So it's also rejuvenation, because we're constantly, as I mentioned earlier, we're constantly being blessed by this Holy Spirit power of love that is at the heart of sunshine. The heart of the rainbow is greenish yellow. That's that heart chakra energy vortex in our hearts. That's pure, the channel for communicating love directly from the Creator's heart, Yeshua's heart, into our hearts and then into our bodies, because it's projected out via DNA. That's the main function. 96% of the function of DNA is to take these electronic signals, these what it's called photons and phonons. Phonons are sound signals. Photons are light signals. So these are tiny micro light and sound signals that the DNA is receiving and then transmitting out to communicate with all the cells and tissues to normalize, that is to reestablish righteousness, that is the Creator's law. Right standing in the Holy Spirit power of love is the objective, and that's the opportunity. Of course, that's a challenge in a sinful nature, in a sinful culture, and humanity is engaged in that deception and egocentrism. It's not just all about me. It's not all just about you. It is about us and the Creator's intention to bring about peace on earth. So you bring righteousness into medicine by understanding the electromechanics, the bioacoustics, the administration of spirituality and holy spirituality, and by grace we are healed and cured. So that's where now prayer also comes in. Prayer, the powerful technology with heartfelt, loving intention and faithful prayer applied intentionally through your heart with your hands placed on, just like Yeshua did, just as Jesus did. He healed people. The question becomes, in science, how did he do that? He did it by the technology that I'm telling you about. It starts with faith. Because if you don't have faith, you've got no relationship. You've got no capability of having a relationship that can empower. By the grace of God, you have no relationship, no connection, no communion divine. It starts with the faith. And then that's now in terms of pain reduction. This is really, it totally shatters the medical paradigm, because Big Pharma, the demons, want you, and you know, satanic sorcerers, they want you to believe that their magic pills are going to cure every ill. They don't want you to have this fundamental understanding that you're not just a human being, you're a superhuman being by the grace of God. You've been given this capability. It's innate in every single one of us who have faith in the Creator. It's the heart and soul of the relationship that we establish when we're saved. Saved means literally that we're connected and we're basically protected. So basically that's the real pain reduction technology. And that goes now, once you grasp that, you can revolutionize commercial products and services internationally. You can literally transform. Now, that's the objective. That's the goal that I've had with my team, with my partners. God bless Sherry Kane. She was magnificent. She's passed away now. But she did so much as a legendary journalist and as an activist to bring about this kind of transformation by the production of 528radio.com, of 528records.com, of 528revolution.com, all of the education and edification so that we, the people, can arise, you know, be raised up in this level of wonderful understanding that I've called and have been criticized even on your show as calling the modern gospel. This, to me, it doesn't get any better than this remedy, this magnificent understanding of how the Creator has blessed us with all of the solutions for all of humanity's problems. And instead, we've just got to do exactly what Jesus said. Come out of her, come out of Babylon, come out of her, my people, lest you be infected by her plagues. Well, hello, COVID-19, the World Health Organization, the corruption, the Rockefeller, Rothschild, banksters currently engaged in Chinese manipulations of everything, the economies. This is where we see it. And I think you see it the same way, John, don't you?
I do, absolutely, Doctor. I do. Something that we don't talk about very much publicly, but the inventor of the energy cleaner was visited by an angel to get what he needed to develop the energy cleaner. And that's how that whole thing got started, Doctor.
Yeah, that's hallelujah. Praise the Creator for blessing us that way. That's how I've operated, too. And, of course, I never spoke about it for many, many years. But I started literally in 1990. My life became just extraordinary, whereby angelic directions started to come. And by 1998, with the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, which is out of print right now, I've got to do some, you know, we've been so busy, we have even let some of our publications not go out of print. But that was an extraordinary work, and that's where suddenly, you know, I would think in my egocentrism, I would think that I was looking for something. I would go do an internet search, and suddenly the angels would direct the computer to go elsewhere and show me what I really needed, and I had no knowledge that I really needed. Suddenly there would be my next step. And that's the way, you know, that I think that we're all supposed to engage when we're connected to this truth that shall set us free. The freedom includes protection and direction from the angelic realm. And I believe that wholeheartedly. I've witnessed that over and over again. And as a matter of fact, I shouldn't even be here if it wasn't for the angels' protection and actual vocal instructions on occasion. I would be dead. And so I think that I'm still here, and I'm still, you know, committed to working in service of the Creator and Yeshua and humanity. And I think that my time has not ended yet, and that's why I'm still here.
Amazing, Doctor. Absolutely amazing. Well, I've had divine intervention in my life many times, or I wouldn't be here either. There's been many times where, if it wasn't for divine intervention, I simply wouldn't be here. And I'm not going to go into any detail, but that's certainly.
I want you to know, John, I want you to know that I'd love to hear your details, because it's a testimony to the truth and this greatest truth. And again, even on your show, I've mentioned Dr. Vernon Nepi and Edward Close, mathematical geniuses. And Nepi is America's leading metaphysical psychiatrist. Professor Dr. Vernon Nepi has challenged the world of physics in this whole realm of understanding. He has the mathematics to prove the angelic realm, the different levels of consciousness and the kind of like layers and levels and dimensions by which the angels are operating right here, right now, and there are demons there too. And you've got to not open yourself up to those demons. You've got to use discernment. You've got to literally, it's a narrow path that you've got to walk. And so but if you're really true, then you can stay connected and to those realms of where angelic direction, instruction, and protection lie. And that's a magnificent experience in life, I think.
Well, Doctor, I've totaled out 2 motorcycles, 3 cars, 2 of those were rollovers, and almost fell out of an airplane without a parachute.
Yeah.
And there's more. And there's more. And yes. There's more.
and that's why you're here now, educating, you know, thousands, hopefully hundreds of thousands of people, you know, because we don't talk about these things, but we should be talking about, we should be celebrating these things together.
pretty exciting to have an automobile go end over end twice and over sideways once. I can guarantee it.
Yeah, let me ask you something. let's compare notes. Let's compare notes, because I've had a number of those too. Did you, or did you not, when this was happening, suddenly have time-space warp where everything became etheric and it shifted kind of like your experience of reality into a different, more etheric dimension?
Well, there's that, but there's a word that describes what's happening, and it's called tachyphrenia. And some people call it tunnel vision, which is one of the aspects of it. Tachyphrenia is when your brain activity speeds up and gives the appearance of time slowing down, which is God's way of giving you a way to survive something that may not survive otherwise. Are you familiar with tachyphrenia, Doctor?
Well, I actually vaguely, and I appreciate great.
Well, here's the tachyphrenia. First of all, the tunnel vision part is you only see what's directly in front of you, what you need to see. Everything else is kind of blurred. Your sense of hearing slows down, so everything you hear is slowed down. One example: football players experience every time the football snap. What the spectators see happening very quickly, the football players see in slow motion. And I can give you a good example. I was in a scrimmage, and I was defensive end. And here, I'm not a big guy. In high school, I weighed about 160 pounds. And two linemen, each weighed about 240, 250. They're hitting me, knocking me down, and literally running over me with those old-fashioned steel-tipped nylon spikes we wore half a century ago. And the third guy runs over me, a running back, and here comes the quarterback. And I can see his ankle, and I can grab his ankle, and I can pull it down. All this is happening in microseconds. That's tunnel vision, or what's called tachyphrenia is the psychological term. Your brain activity speeding up, giving the impression of time slowing down. Now, there's other things that can take place in a near-death experience. You can see your life flash before you, and things like that, of course, and people do experience that as well. But that is the phenomenon called tachyphrenia, Doctor.
I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that, John. I love what you also said about that it's God's blessing and grace to protect us. Because
right.
If we didn't, you know, if that didn't exist, you know, what a magnificent, loving creator we have to give us that. If it didn't exist, we'd be totally in pain. We'd be just tortured, tormented, and having this traumatic event experience in this physical realm. It's just, again, it's another testimony and evidence. It's blatant evidence that because you can share that, I can share it, and I can agree with it. I can corroborate this fact that it is indicative of God's love and God's presence and the angelic protections right now in our lives.
A little follow-up on that. You may have heard baseball players say they could see the stitching on the ball going 100 miles an hour. Well, they can. The baseball player, there was a baseball player that could walk up to a 78 RPM record and read the label. That was Babe Ruth.
Babe
Ruth could do that. He had intentionally kicked in tachyphrenia so many thousands of times, and he could kick in tachyphrenia intentionally anytime he chose to.
Wow. And
most people experience it in an automobile accident. You'll hear people describe the automobile accident as it seemed to be in slow motion. Well, that's tachyphrenia, when things are moving so fast, it appears to be in slow motion.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? You know,
it
I'm
is.
Sure that fits right into Nepi and Close's model of the nine-dimensional reality. But I think that also, I love the fact that what you're talking about with tachyphrenia indicates in all of this discussion that we're just superhuman, or we're absolutely superhumans, not just humans, because we have these capabilities within us. We simply have been dumbed down instead of educating us as children that these matters exist, because of course you have separation of church and state. My goodness, we can't discuss God. We can't discuss these magnificent blessings. You know, that's
well here's the point, Doctor. Anybody can do what Babe Ruth did if they choose to. If they're aware that it exists and they train themselves, yes, anybody could do what Babe Ruth did, which is slow down time, basically.
Yeah. This is, you know, in terms of edification for spiritualization and saving humanity from its destruction here, this is fundamental to education. We've got to start to rethink every aspect of our cult, our demonically possessed culture, and change it, are starting with the children, the educational programs. You know, the other day I got a message from Larry Green. Larry Green, at one point when I was at Harvard, was one of my instructors. And when we come back from the break, I'll tell you.
Okay, we got a break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back. Let's continue. Doctor, we only got about 3 minutes left here, sir.
Oh, thanks, John. Yeah, so I was mentioning Larry Green, who used to be the director of HEW, Health Education and Welfare for the federal government. He was one of my instructors at Harvard, and I got a message that he is right now actually promoting a children's education program in water because children are dehydrated generally. And so he's been promoting that. So I emailed him in the discussion about what we're talking about now, is that if you really want to educate the children, you want to educate them about water, because 80% of their own bodies, at least approximately, is water. And water is a liquid crystal superconductor, a liquid crystal superconductor of sound and light energies. I call it liquid God, because you go back to Genesis 1:1-1:2, and there was water was there when God was there. So essentially, we're dealing with that Holy Spirit power of the love that hovered over the face of the water, divided the water from the water. Now you get into the quantum field, into which the words, "Let there be light," was spoken, and out pops the sun, which is consistent with what we understand in science, what's called bioluminescence, where you actually have, for example, dolphins underwater playing with sonic bubble rings, and it glows because they heat it up with sound waves, 5,000 degrees, and it starts to glow. So all of this is consistent with the science that we're superhumans, and that we have to understand that we can educate our children, we can transform civilization through proper education.
That's marvelous, Doctor. That's marvelous. I'm glad to see that's happening. You think it'll be nationwide?
Well, I don't expect it, because, you know, one of the discussions that I had with Larry Green, actually debates years and years ago, you know, he was a government suit, and they didn't want to integrate spirituality, religion, and government. So, again, whenever you bring up what we're talking about, I think it's got to come independently of government. It's got to come outside. It's got to be grassroots. It's got to come through the churches, the edification of the congregations. And I think that that's where our salvation as a civilization lies. We can't depend on these menaces to society anymore. Sorry to be so, negative about it. But I see it's all controlled. Academia is completely controlled. The grant financing all comes down from, the Central Intelligence Agency and MI6, British Secret Service. They're all controlling the intelligence, big tech now, along with big banking. And so far as the private equity investment institutions, they're all controlling. So you don't have humanitarian values directing the political and economic advances and policies. You don't have that. And so I think that we the people have got to come forward and with the creator's grace and love.
Doctor, thank you. It was a great hour. We'll have you back next Thursday. Appreciate it.
All right. God bless.
Okay. We got a top of the hour break. We'll be back with John Moore Radio Show Economic Advisor, Mr. Steve Hunt. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.